Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He's playing injured, wow. Ladies and gentlemen. John Heyman.
Now, I think, John. Hi, John.
Hello.
I think the reason that you say that you got to leave within a minute and a half is because all of a sudden now you are on this losing streak in Thursday night football. And I think you're trying to cut out a little bit on us. You know what I'm saying?
No. I'm anxious to make my pick. I've done my research. Nothing to do with that or wanting to go to see if I can find stories. Nothing at all. As you could tell, my voice is not good.
You do sound a little off. You do.
It's not good. Well, you know, this happens every year at the winter meetings. This is better than most. So I do apologize, though.
All right.
You're working hard.
We still love you. We love you, John. We appreciate you playing with pain for us.
We
do.
We do.
Right. Same here, guys. You guys are the best.
Well, you're the best. Let's start with the Yankees. Cashman said he's on a plane. They're circling the airport. I have no idea. These analogies are crazy. But bottom line is they want young, controllable starting pitching. Is Gerrit Cole the guy at the end of the day they end up with? What are you hearing about their pursuit of another arm?
Right now, the Astros Sorry.
Oh, you're right, John. John, you okay?
I'm okay.
All right.
Gerrit Cole, the asking prices are too high right now. Cole, Fulmer, you're right. Those are the kind of guys that they're interested. They'll wait and see if the prices come down. I think CC is a guy that they feel like they have a good chance to bring in, but they would like to get one of those young, controllable starters. I mean, Fulmer would be perfect. He's got a lot to go. I know he was an ex-Met, but you guys can't regret that one, right? You got Cespedes.
No. Made sense.
I felt a little hesitant mentioning him.
No, that's all right. No, that's okay. We got Swarczyk now. Yeah. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Can you see a scenario? Because the Yankees have a surplus in their system. But can you see any scenario this winter where they move Gleyber Torres, or is he untouchable?
I don't think they'll move him. They like having those young, controllable players. He's going to be a star. I'm not seeing that. I can see them acquiring a third baseman. That could make some sense. But I don't see them trading Gleyber Torres. Right now, they're a deficit in the infield, if anything.
Hmm. You know, for as despicable as the Mets are and how they just have total and how they have just total disdain for the fan base, how bad would it be if you were a fan of the Marlins? I mean, what a disgrace. Now they traded Ozuna to the Cardinals? What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're a disgrace. No, they are a disgrace.
Well, fortunately, they had a few fans to begin with, so they don't have that much to lose. I heard their attendance was 1.3 million, but the actual attendance, not including the giveaways, was more like 800,000. So, they don't have a lot of fans. They're trying to start over. There have been issues with the new regime. There's no question about that. I don't have as much of a problem with rebuilding as some of the other things that have gone on. Some of the fact that they have trouble building relationships. They didn't call Giancarlo. They weren't in touch. They fired Andre Dawson, Tony Perez in not a great way. I mean, that's really my problem. But you're right. I mean, they've lost two, three great players already. Yelich would probably go, even though they're saying they don't want to trade him. They're going to meet with him, and he's going to tell them he wants to go. So basically, the four best players are going to be gone. And they could break, they could break the 62 Mets record the way they're going.
Mm. Nah, they're not that bad.
Shouldn't the Mets be in play?
They still have players: JT Realmuto, Justin Bour. Like, they still have some humans
for now,
on this.
Shouldn't
for
the Mets be in play for Yelich? I mean, really?
Yeah, I think Yelich would be great. They don't have a ton of prospects to trade. It would cost quite a bit. There's a lot of years of control. It would cost more than Ozuna, even though Ozuna had a much better year. But the years of control, the good contract, makes Yelich more valuable. They should be. I've heard the Phillies, the Diamondbacks, the Dodgers, and the Braves. So I've heard a lot of National League teams.
And two teams in the division. How about that?
Yes, right. And four in the league. And I'm sure there'll be many more. I mean, he's a good price, very good player, very good guy. Mm. Yeah, that would be terrific. I mean,
but it's not going to happen.
With him, that would be awesome.
Christian Yelich is the guy, when you look at his age and the amount of money he's making, they have him locked up. So right now he's going to make $7 million. It'll go to 9. It'll
How
go
old
to 12.
Is he?
He's 27 years old.
Man, please.
He is the kind of guy that you unload a lot for because of the contract, because of his ability. And then if you're the Mets, your outfield is set for the next 45 years with Conforto, Yelich, and Cespedes.
Wouldn't you start with Steven Matz in this trade?
Yeah, but that's not going to be enough. No, you know what you have to start with, Joe?
Go.
Ahmed Rosario. Don't you, John? You have to start with him,
you
right?
Will you completely be adverse to that?
I'm thinking about it. He's
right?
young enough
right.
where I'm thinking about
right.
it, yes.
Of course.
He's young enough where I'm having that
But the
that
Mets
discussion.
Aren't even. The Mets aren't, you know. Hey, Mr. Yeah. Laughs, don't worry. We got Nemo.
Yeah, I wonder if they would do that with Rosario. But, I mean, it'd be tough. I think they would want to trade prospects, if anything, not Rosario.
Who's well, he's
prospect
a prospect. What is he?
He's
played 5 minutes in the majors. He's a prospect.
I know, but he's their shortstop.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's easy to do something like that. I'm just thinking, hey, like I wouldn't
the
trade.
The Mets should be involved. That's the bottom line.
I wouldn't trade Ahmed Rosario for Josh Donaldson, who's a free agent at the end of the year. But for Yelich,
right.
who's making $7 million and is signed for the next five, and now my outfield is done. Like,
right.
I'm done
the
for
Mets
the next
who
bunch
need
of years.
A center fielder, okay? This guy makes all this, and he's also could be the leadoff hitter for this team, too. It makes all the sense in the world, and the Mets aren't even thinking about it. It's a joke. They're a joke. Joke.
Well, who would play shortstop in your scenario?
I don't know, but the whole thing is
Jose Reyes.
Right, bro? It's Drupal Cabrera.
It's
Drupal Cabrera after they make the Jason Kipnis trade.
Yeah, I think, you know what? You fill it. It's a fair point that they would. No, you know what I would do? You want me to give this smart-ass answer to John Heyman?
TJ Rivera.
No, I'd sign Manny Machado at the end of next year, and he'd be my shortstop. Guy wants to play shortstop?
We got to open the vault for that.
Yeah.
We only could use the ATM. I love that line by Boris. Oh my God, Boris! I used to dislike Boris. I love the guy now. Love him.
Why is that?
Because
he's
mean, he's dead on about the Mets.
Calls it like it is.
And at least it's funny. You know, it's not like you're like, oh, we got Nemo, we don't need Stanton. You know, that's not funny.
Yeah, no, he's good on the barbs with the teams that don't spend. The
and
Marlins
right.
one was the best one, though. I said that was a good one for Florida, too, because he said they turned from a jewelry store to a pawn shop.
Yes,
perfect for
that's
Florida.
A good one, too. I like that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, John, we got
the Mets are above the Marlins, right? You guys agree with that.
Not
right?
by much, yeah. but yes.
Wow.
Not by a lot.
Marlins keep selling
you know
guys
what I mean?
off.
Not by a
At
lot,
least
but yeah.
hope. At least
yeah.
There's
hope, okay. As always, hope.
No, you know what? Even coming into this season, if the Marlins didn't sell these guys off, I'd have more hope, mainly because of the starting pitching. Like, the Marlins' pitching is awful.
Yeah, it is.
They have a good, had a really young, talented lineup.
Very good
Yelich,
lineup.
Yelich, Ozuna, and Giancarlo in the outfield. Rio Muto behind the plate. D at second. They had a hell of a roster of position player-wise.
They don't have that team anymore.
No kidding.
Because Derek Jeter and his partner in crime basically are ripping off the city of Miami.
They really
That's
are.
Why.
Oh, what a disgrace they
and
are.
And Loria deserves a ton of criticism for this, too. Because if you look at that Giancarlo contract, what a crook he is. He really is. He backloaded the daylights out of that, basically
so
knowing I'm going to sell
gone.
The team before some
of
poor
course.
Schlub has to pay him
disgrace.
Or trade him.
It's a disgrace.
That guy is a bad man.
It's business. That's just business.
You know what it is? It's monkey business. Now, with that said, let's talk about football. We have a rip roarer tonight. I mean, this game is one unbelievable, you know? And only the Jets could make the Broncos look like the 1997 Broncos who won the Super Bowl. Okay, so you got the Broncos sitting there at 4-9. What is it, 2.5-point favorite, I think it is?
2.5.
Over the Colts, who are 3-10 in Indianapolis. Your pick.
I got to go Colts.
You're taking the Colts
the
in the 2.5.
Okay. My research, I actually went to a game. I saw the Broncos play against the Dolphins.
And the
they
Dolphins, yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Green.
35-6.
I actually, my research included in person. I think you guys should be proud of me.
We're proud.
And I'm going with the, who did I say I was going with? I'm going with the Colts.
The Colts. Colts in a 2.5.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute.
In Lucas Oil.
<You're the laughs>
now,
best,
you know,
John.
You dropped the six. I'm leaving the two pushes out.
I know.
You're down to
Terrible.
6-5 now.
Terrible. I'm a fan.
Well, you're still better than me and Evan.
That's true. You are.
Terrible. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed.
Well, John, best of luck.
Hey, John,
appreciate
get better. John, feel better. John, feel better, will you?
Thank you.
Little chicken soup, okay?
Thursday night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.